Urban Reconnaissance, Navigating and Mapping Your City by Mr. Survivalist. Copyright 2024, IQ, Self, LLC. All rights reserved. Introduction. In an era of increasing unpredictability, the concept of SHTF, shit hits the fan, scenarios has become more relevant than ever. These scenarios encompass a wide range of catastrophic events, such as natural disasters, economic collapses, political unrest, and other crises that disrupt societal order. In such times, the ability to navigate and understand one's urban environment becomes crucial for survival. Urban preppers and their unique challenges. Urban preppers are individuals who prepare for potential emergencies within city environments. Unlike their rural counterparts, they face unique challenges related to navigation and mapping during crises. Complex infrastructure. Urban areas consist of intricate networks of streets, buildings, and underground systems, making navigation difficult. High population density. Large populations can lead to congestion and chaos, complicating movement and evacuation. Resource scarcity. Essential resources like food, water, and medical supplies may become scarce quickly. Communication. Breakdown. Traditional communication methods may fail, necessitating alternative ways to navigate and communicate. So, purpose of the report. The purpose of this report is to provide comprehensive guidance on urban reconnaissance, navigating, and mapping your city for SHTF scenarios. By understanding and mastering these skills, urban preppers can enhance their situational awareness, improve their ability to move efficiently, and secure vital resources during emergencies. This dossier aims to equip readers with practical knowledge and actionable steps to effectively navigate their urban environments under duress. Importance and relevance of the topic. Urban reconnaissance is critical in SHTF scenarios for several reasons. Safety and security. Knowing your surroundings helps in avoiding dangerous areas and finding safe havens. Resource identification. Efficient navigation allows for the identification and procurement of essential resources. Efficient movement. Understanding the layout of the city aids in quick and efficient movement, essential for evacuation or reaching aid points. Community coordination. Effective mapping and communication facilitate better coordination with other preppers and community members. So, increasing urbanization. Urbanization continues to rise globally, with more than half of the world's population now living in cities. By 2050, approximately 68% of the global population is expected to reside in urban areas. This trend underscores the importance of urban preparedness, as densely populated areas are often more vulnerable to disruptions. Recent events and statistics. Recent events have highlighted the fragility of urban systems. COVID-19 pandemic. The pandemic exposed vulnerabilities in urban infrastructure and underscored the need for self-reliance and preparedness. Natural disasters. Hurricanes, earthquakes, and wildfires have demonstrated the importance of effective urban navigation and resource management during crises. Social unrest. Political and social upheavals have shown how rapidly city environments can become hazardous. By examining recent events and current statistics, this report emphasizes the urgent need for urban reconnaissance skills to navigate and map city environments effectively during SHTF scenarios. What is urban reconnaissance? Urban reconnaissance involves systematically gathering information about a city's layout, infrastructure, key locations, and potential hazards. This process helps preppers understand their environment better, enhancing their ability to navigate and make informed decisions during emergencies. Significance in SHTF scenarios. Situational awareness. Knowing the city's layout and key locations helps in making quick, informed decisions. Resource identification. Identifying vital resources such as water sources, food supplies, and medical facilities is essential for survival. Hazard avoidance. Awareness of potential hazards like high crime areas, flood zones, or structural vulnerabilities allows for safer navigation. Benefits of knowing your city's layout. Efficient navigation. Helps in finding the quickest and safest routes to your destination. Safe evacuation facilitates the creation of effective evacuation plans to move out of danger zones. Community coordination enhances the ability to coordinate with other preppers and community members, ensuring mutual support. Tools and resources for navigation and mapping. Essential tools and resources. Physical maps. Keep up-to-date physical maps of your city, as electronic devices may fail during emergencies. GPS devices. Use GPS devices for accurate location tracking, but be prepared for the possibility of signal disruption. Compass. A reliable compass is crucial for navigation when electronic devices are non-functional. Recommended apps and websites. Google Maps provides comprehensive mapping information and offline maps capabilities. OpenStreetMap, an open source platform offering detailed maps that can be customized and downloaded. Gaia GPS, an app designed for outdoor navigation with offline maps, route planning, and GPS tracking. Map My Walk, Charge Run, apps that track routes and provide insights on distances and time, useful for planning evacuation routes. By utilizing these tools and resources, urban preppers can enhance their navigation skills and develop detailed knowledge of their city's geography. Creating detailed maps. Steps for creating personalized city maps. Start with a base map. Use a detailed physical or digital map of your city as a starting point. Mark key locations. Identify and mark important locations such as water sources, rivers, lakes, public fountains, and water tanks. Medical facilities, hospitals, clinics, and first aid stations. Food supplies, grocery stores, markets, and community gardens. Safe zones, designated shelters, community centers, and less populated areas. Identify hazards. Highlight areas prone to flooding, high crime rates, or industrial hazards. Create legends. Use symbols and colors to distinguish between different types of locations and hazards. Update regularly. Keep your maps updated with new information and changes in the city's landscape. Tips for marking important locations. Use clear symbols. Make sure your symbols are easily recognizable and consistent. Color coding. Differentiate between types of locations using a color coding system. Notes and descriptions. Include notes or descriptions for each marked location to provide additional context. By creating detailed and personalized maps, preppers can ensure they have reliable references for navigating their urban environments during SHTF scenarios. Route planning and analysis. Strategies for planning and analyzing routes. Identify key destinations. Based on your maps, determine the critical destinations you need to reach during emergencies. Plan multiple routes. Develop primary, secondary, and tertiary routes for each destination to account for different scenarios and obstacles. Consider mode of transportation. Plan routes suitable for walking, biking, or driving, depending on the situation and available resources. Analyze terrain and obstacles. Assess the difficulty of each route, considering factors like elevation, water bodies, and urban barriers. Test routes. Regularly walk or drive your routes to familiarize yourself with them and identify potential issues. Importance of having multiple routes. Flexibility. Provides alternatives if primary routes become impassable due to debris, traffic, or hazards. Redundancy. Ensures you always have a backup plan in case of unexpected changes in the situation. Adaptability. Allows for quick adaptation to changing conditions and ensures continuous movement towards safety. By employing these strategies, urban preppers can develop robust route plans, ensuring they can navigate their city effectively under various SHTF scenarios. Conducting reconnaissance missions. Guidance on conducting safe and effective reconnaissance missions. Conducting reconnaissance missions is essential for gathering real-time information about your urban environment. Here's how to do it safely and effectively. Plan your mission. Clearly define the purpose of your mission. Are you scouting for safe routes, identifying resources, or assessing potential threats? Route planning. Plan your route in advance, including entry and exit points. Time of day. Consider conducting missions during early morning or late evening when there are fewer people around. Blend in. Wear inconspicuous clothing to avoid drawing attention. Buddy system. If possible, conduct missions with a partner for added safety. Stay alert. Remain vigilant and aware of your surroundings at all times. Communication. Keep a reliable means of communication, such as a two-way radio, with your partner or home base. Tips on observing and documenting terrain, potential threats, and useful resources. Terrain analysis. Note the condition of roads, sidewalks, and alleys. Look for obstacles like construction zones or debris. Resource identification. Identify potential sources of water, food, and medical supplies. Threat assessment. Be aware of high crime areas, gang territories, and other dangerous zones. Field notes. Use a notebook to jot down observations, including descriptions and locations. Photography. If safe to do so, take photos of critical areas for detailed analysis later. Mapping. Update your maps with newly gathered information, marking important locations and hazards. By following these guidelines, you can conduct successful reconnaissance missions that provide valuable insights into your urban environment. Navigating without technology. Techniques for navigating without electronic devices. In SHTF scenarios, reliance on electronic devices for navigation may not be feasible. Here are some techniques for navigating without technology. Using landmarks. Identify prominent landmarks. Use buildings, bridges, and natural features as reference points. Landmark chains. Create a chain of landmarks to follow from one point to another. Relative positioning. Understand your position relative to landmarks to stay oriented. Natural navigation. Sun and shadows. Use the position of the sun and shadows to determine cardinal directions. Stars. At night, navigate using constellations like the North Star, Polaris, in the northern hemisphere. Vegetation. Observe plant growth patterns. Moss often grows on the north side of trees in the northern hemisphere. Advice on reading and interpreting physical maps. Understanding map symbols. Familiarize yourself with common map symbols and legends. Scale and distance. Learn to interpret the map scale to estimate distances accurately. Topographic features. Read contour lines to understand elevation changes and terrain features. Compass use. Practice using a compass with your map for precise navigation. By mastering these techniques, you can navigate effectively even when electronic devices are unavailable. Training and drills. Importance of regular training and drills. Regular training and drills are crucial for enhancing your navigation and reconnaissance skills. They ensure you are prepared to act confidently and efficiently during emergencies. Suggestions for practical exercises and scenarios. Map reading drills. Practice reading and interpreting maps in various settings. Route planning exercises. Plan and execute routes to different destinations, considering potential obstacles. Reconnaissance. Missions. Conduct mock reconnaissance missions to gather information and update your maps. Evacuation drills. Simulate evacuation scenarios following planned routes to designated safe zones. Obstacle navigation. Create scenarios with unexpected obstacles and practice adapting your route on the fly. By regularly engaging in these exercises, urban preppers can build competence and confidence in their navigation and reconnaissance abilities. Conclusion. Summary of key findings. This report titled SHTF Survival Secrets, Classified Dossier, Urban Reconnaissance, Navigating and Mapping Your City for SHTF Scenarios, has provided comprehensive guidance on urban reconnaissance, navigation, and mapping for SHTF scenarios. Key findings include understanding urban reconnaissance, the significance of understanding a city's layout, key locations, and potential hazards for effective navigation and resource identification during emergencies. Tools and resources. The importance of utilizing essential tools like physical maps, GPS devices, and compasses, along with valuable apps and websites for navigation and mapping. Creating detailed maps. Steps for creating personalized maps, including marking important locations and identifying potential hazards. Route planning and analysis. Strategies for planning multiple routes to ensure flexibility and safety during SHTF scenarios. Conducting reconnaissance missions. Guidelines for safely conducting reconnaissance missions to gather real-time information. Navigating without technology. Techniques for navigating using landmarks, natural navigation methods, and physical maps. Training and drills. The necessity of regular training and practical exercises to enhance navigation and reconnaissance skills. 2. Implications and recommendations. Based on these findings, several implications and recommendations arise for urban preppers. Prioritize situational awareness. Continuously update your knowledge of your urban environment and its changing dynamics. Equip yourself. Ensure you have essential tools and resources ready and know how to use them effectively. Plan and prepare. Develop detailed maps and multiple route plans for various SHTF scenarios. Engage in continuous training. Regularly conduct training and drills to maintain and improve your skills. Community collaboration. Work with other preppers and community members to share information and support each other during emergencies. Final thoughts. In conclusion, urban reconnaissance, navigation, and mapping are critical skills for urban preppers to ensure safety and self-sufficiency during SHTF scenarios. As urbanization continues to rise and the potential for emergencies increases, being prepared to navigate and understand urban environments becomes ever more essential. By implementing the strategies and practices outlined in this report, urban preppers can enhance their resilience and preparedness, ensuring they are well-equipped to face any crisis that comes their way. Preparedness is an ongoing journey. By continuously learning, adapting, and collaborating with the community, urban preppers can build robust and effective survival strategies, contributing positively to their urban ecosystems and enhancing their overall resilience.